Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So WhatsApp, I will let you know the detail, like how we can market ourselves. And what we're going to do, sir, I'm just connecting a call right now with one of our marketing representative, okay? He knows more about me, and he will let you know in detail, okay? So we both on
Okay,
call, so they will let you know how, yep.
but sir, I feel like you're not listening to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You're still going on trying to sell me, and I'm like, after the experience that I've already went through, okay, if you're not located here in the state, I don't have the faith to go through that process again. That was emotionally traumatic for me, giving these people all my money, wasting my time. There is no way I will do that again. Do you understand? I
I
just don't want to
totally
cut you off.
understand.
I don't want to hang up the phone. There is, short of the Lord coming down and telling me to do it,
Okay.
there's just, I would be insane to do that. There is no proof. The reviews aren't good enough. There is nothing that can make me say, you know what, this is, you could be a legit company, but there's no way for you to convince me of that.
Okay,
There's just
Mr.
no
Raven,
way.
I will just let you
Yes.
know a proposal. It depends on you whether you want or not. Let me connect with them. They will tell you in detail, and if you have any questions, you can ask them as well, okay? Just hold on for a second. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
Jesus Christ. I'm good. What's going on? I have other phone calls to make. I am extremely
Yvonne,
busy.
my representative just told me that you have problems with marketing your book, okay? I'm here to, give you a solution. So please tell me what's the problem so I can give you a better solution, and, we can move forward from there, okay?
I tried to explain to him there is no solution. That's what he's not understanding. He
What is
okay,
it?
so
Yeah.
he's under the misconception, and you may be under it, that you can verbally convince me that I need to use you guys for my marketing. And I'm telling him I've already had two experiences where somebody called me on the phone, I did my research, I went through every possible scenario to make sure that they're not scamming me, and I got scammed.
How you got
So
scammed? Did
there
you
is,
didn't you sign the legal contract?
I signed everything. What good is it if they're not going to give me back my money?
You can file
What
a
good is it?
dispute. You're gonna file. You
File a
can file
dispute.
a dispute. Yeah. You
That
can
doesn't
call
get you your
you.
money back.
They can give you money back. There is a policy in every bank. You can call your bank and you can file a dispute. They will. They will refund you all money. Their bank will, take money from them. So it is always, there's always a way for, things. There are proper ways. You have to follow a proper protocol for getting your money back. Okay? And if
Sir,
you're talking about, yeah.
let me walk you through what that, if I signed a contract with you, right? Let's just say if I signed a contract with you and I give you my money and you don't, the only way the bank is going to give me back my money is if it's fraud. So I'll file a claim saying that it's fraud. The bank will give me my money, but what's going to happen? You're going to send them, not you personally, the company that don't want to give up the money is going to send the bank the contract that shows that I was aware what they was doing, and then that's going to reverse
No, sir.
the
there is a proper
Yes,
way.
sir.
If we sign a legal contract, there will be, you know, a proper section that will mention that we will guarantee sales and we will guarantee 250% return on investment. You can tell your bank
yeah, but
that, you know, it is.
That doesn't have, the bank doesn't care about that.
You know, no,
the
but
bank
you know,
doesn't
you
care
can.
About the details of the contract.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not
Trust
talking about
me,
detail.
I've
been it's the main thing in the contract. You know, you can tell them that the services they, you know, offered me, and they the claim that they made, and that's why I signed the contract because the sales were guaranteed in that contract. You know, that's how you can get your money back. It's very simple.
But then, who wants to go through that? I've been through it twice already. I don't want to go
it's
through
just
it again.
A phone call. It's totally your choice. I will not, you know, push you to, you know, buy our marketing services or go with our company. I'm just telling you that, you know, we are a reputed company in the market. You can search for Penguin Book Writers. Do you know Penguin Random House? We are affiliated with them. We are their extended hand. We take care of marketing and everything like that. We don't scam people for, you know, money. We have a reputed name in the market. We will not, you know, we will not put our name on risk just for a few, you know, a few thousand bucks or a few thousand dollars, okay? And first thing is that. The second is that there is always a proper way to get your money back. You know, you just have to call your bank and you can tell them that here is a contract. They guaranteed me the return on investment and I'm not getting return on investment. You can, you know, then the bank goes and file a dispute. Okay, you can get your money back. There's always a proper way.
All right. So aside from the bank,
mm-hmm.
and you are verbally telling me,
mm-hmm.
oh well, which is the same thing the other people say. How
what?
Can I prove it? How can I prove that you can do?
You know,
or
the
who
best
you
thing
are,
I can.
What you say you are.
You know, I can give you a link to our official website. You can visit our official website. The other thing is that if you decide to, you know, I'm not pushing you and I'm not telling you to get on board with us. Okay, but if you decide to, let's, you know, take an example, and if you decide to get on board with us, you don't have to pay all your 100% money up front. You can just start your project by, you know, just paying 50% up front, and the remaining amount you can pay to us after you see the results. When you're getting the sales and when you're making profit on your book, then you can pay your remaining money. Simple as that.
So what's the upfront cost?
You know, it totally depends on the package that you choose and what, you know, you are expecting from your book. If you are going for, you know, we have customized package, you know, there are social media platforms, articles, blogs, search engine optimization. There are many things in marketing, you know, it totally depends on you. What's your expectations from the book?
The cheapest one.
And,
The cheapest plan you got. What is it?
Sorry? Can you come again, please?
What is the cheapest plan you have?
The cheapest plan, we have the cheapest plan in $2,200, and, you know, the marketing plan that we offer goes up to, you know, $5,000. The cheapest plan is, you know, social media marketing plan, and that we will run your marketing campaign on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and many other platforms. On what we're going to do in this plan, that we will run paid ads on these platforms, okay? The paid ads, we will run paid ads on Facebook. For example, if we talk about shoes right now, okay, you know, the social media, you know, the algorithm of social media, you know how strong is social media. If we talk about shoes right now on a phone call, you will get an ad for a shoes on your Facebook. So what we're going to do is we're going to read your book, then we will do a, you know, a search analysis of your book. We will search for a target audience. Once we have the target audience and all the demographics, you know, we can make a proper tailored marketing strategy for your book, and we will start running ads on your, you know, Facebook. We will create an author account for you, and we will take care of all the content and all, you know, the marketing things that are related to social media. Okay, after that, we will run ads, and, you know, these Facebook paid ads, you know, gets you results instantly. okay? Once we are done with the paid ads, we will work on your, you know, website. If you have any website, if not, we will create a website for you and we will work on that. We will provide you a search and optimization that will, you know, help you to get your ranking better on Google. For example, if someone is searching for a fiction book or non, what's the category of your book? Can you please tell me?
I asked you a question. What is the minimum amount?
The minimum
down
amount
payment
is the minimum amount is $2,200. Okay, and you can just you can start your. Sorry.
Okay, I know I didn't hear you correctly.
It's $2,200.
So let's just put this in context.
Let's put that in contract.
No, in context. Let's put that in context.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to have enough faith
mm-hmm.
in what you're telling me that
mm-hmm.
I should give $2,200 up front?
Mm-hmm. No. The first thing is I'm not telling you to pay all the money up front, okay? You can just...
All right, well, tell me how much. How much up front?
You know, upfront $1,100 or $1,000, you know. You can start your project by paying $1,000.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it in context.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been on the phone 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
10 minutes. You have to get on the phone. So, basically, you're saying, hey, Ive, regardless of what you have already experienced being ripped off from policy mm-hmm. companies, because I'm talking to you and I'm telling you we're the best,
mm-hmm.
you should go ahead and give me $1,000 to start
mm-hmm.
your book advertisement. Basically, that's what you're saying, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm telling you is
mm-hmm.
there are no words. I do not have the level of faith that
mm-hmm.
somebody can call me up. They can tell me how great my book is. They can tell me it's going to make $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing they can say that
mm-hmm.
will make me believe that, hey, here's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and try it again. It doesn't exist. There is no – if there are some words in the English language, I would like to know them.
Look,
Ivan,
I'm not showing you dreams. No, I'm not talking about rainbows and fairies, okay? I'm talking about the realist thing, okay? I'm just talking about marketing of your book, okay? You don't want to go with your company, it's totally fine. I just want to, let you know that we are, you know, at this moment, I can understand your feeling that you got scammed and you have spent a lot of money on your book. But in the end, you're going to need marketing for your book. And I'm talking about the, you know, real numbers. I'm not telling you that if you are, for example, if you are investing $2,200 and you're going to make $22,000 on your book. No, it's not work like that. The best thing that we going to guarantee you that on $2,200, you can make the profit of like $6,000, $7,000. Okay. And the other thing is that I'm not telling you verbally, but I'm telling you that we going to sign the legal contract. If you have the legal contract, you know, you can sue us on in any court in United States of America, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but again, it's totally your decision. I'm not pushing you. I'm just, you know, my representative told me that you need information for the marketing. Okay, if you need any information regarding the marketing, you can ask me, but I'm not going to push you again, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So please tell me.
All right.
All
right. So, thank you.
Okay. No worries, Ivan. You can, you know, best of luck with your book, and I hope you get a better marketing services in your state. And, you know, thanks so much for your time. And I will give you an advice to have a leap of faith.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, everyone.
All right.
You have a nice day. Bye.